Right, Dinklage, one to say with you, a very interesting shayla. A lot of people go to a simcha, and sometimes the simcha finishes late. You finish, I don't know, 11:30, maybe that's early, 11:30, the benching could be 11:30, maybe sometimes later. And for some people, especially the people out of town, they really want to hit the road at 10:30. They've shown their face, they were there on time, they were there maybe for the chuppah, and they really want to be on the way home at 10 o'clock. The problem is they've joined the meal, and when you join the meal, and they've had the first course, the second course, even a bit of the main course, and then they want to bench, they want to quickly go into the car, zoom, hit the motorway at 10 o'clock, 10:30 to be on the way to Gateshead or London. And really, they've got a bit of a problem, because it's very nice taking a bencher. You'll miss your bencher souvenir, because it's not yet time for benching, so you find another way of benching. But at the end of the day, you were mechuyu to make zimun when you started out at the beginning, because you started eating with everyone. That's enough to be mechayev you to start to the chiyuv of zimun. And then when you leave, you're leaving at a time where you're not hearing zimun. You just left, you bench, very nice you bench, but there's an obligation to bench through a zimun. That is, seems to be the obligation. And when you leave early, it could be a bar mitzvah, it could be a shavuot brachos. Many times a person wants to leave early, so there's prismila, lots of things that people would want to need if need be. The question is how to sort of get around an obligation. Obviously, the best is to stay. It's in order you mekayem a mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch many times says there's a mitzvah to try and do the birchas hamazon with the zimun. Even if you only got two people which are eating together, Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah lachzer achar shlishi. There's a mitzvah to try and offer some food to a third person. Or if you have seven people, eight people, and it's a mitzvah to try and find another two people to try and get a zimun elekeinu. So, but very nice. That's a mitzvah. But then there's more than that. Very nice mitzvahs, but you can't. But if you want to hit the road at 11 at 10:30, so what would be the solution to something which is seemingly a clear obligation that you'd have to stay for? You'd have to stay for zimun. Is there a way forward?
Make the zimun.
Very good. Rav Igdal is mentioning a very good eitza to have in mind in the onset of the meal that you don't want to be misaf. We're going to visit that in a second. But there's a simple eitza which was a clear often a halacha, and which is a very interesting halacha. If you start your meal, you wash your hands by the chasana a little bit after everyone started. Just imagine everyone comes on time. You have to sort of picture it as 9 o'clock. You know, it says 8 o'clock it starts. It's sort of a guide. It's sort of a guide time when things are supposed to start. Let's imagine the ulama was sitting down for the first course. Basically, everyone's already washed and had the first kazayis already by 9 o'clock, 9:10. It's a shtickle wishful thinking when it comes to other communities, but some communities by 9:30, the ulama have already, basically everyone has already had their first kazayis. If a person waits for after well into the first course and then goes to wash his hands, in a way that he's started his washing meal well after everyone's already had the first kazayis, then that's not called haschola beyachad.
Was that right before?
And when a person has joined the meal in a way that hasn't started with everyone, plus hasn't finished with everyone, there's a mefurish ha'alocha, mefurish ha'shulchan aruch, basically, the Tazim Zayk ha'shulchan aruch, that says there is no obligation of zimun.
So very chashuv kavana.
Without kavana, he's being clever, he's bringing a gizmoish, we're going to get to that. But I'm saying, just take the old shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch says a case, when you've got people which are, shulchan aruch says, in Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Sifio Tess, Where I'll tell you in 3 seconds the case, because it's important to know, where Shulchan Aruch says you have, what's it called? You've got even people, afila lo yhukpu mitchila kulum lechad yachad. Let's say they didn't start together. Ela shahashnayim, two out of the three, kovu, they started eating. Va'achakach bo hashlishi, the kova imohim. Then the third one came after they had already started the meal. Says the Shulchan Aruch, they're not allowed to separate without zimun. Do you know why? Because they are there together, bigmar ho'achila. You know why they can't separate? Because they finish together. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mashma, that if they start at different times, and they also finished early, one of them finishes early, mashma, says the Mishnah Berurah, mashma, one line again, just mashma mizeh, ho'im lo'i gomu gam besoif achila b'yachad. If they didn't finish also together, as well as not starting together, is zok mishum rashoyin levorich b'fnei atzmo. Da'al koponim haschola oy gemar bo'inon b'yachad. You need to have the beginning or the end. Now the beginning means to sort of have the first kazayis together with someone else and also having a kazayis.
One other person.
Now the other person has to be near you. You can't be the other end
on your table. Adult.
So on your table,
two people on your table wash together.
So now, if you wash the table, like, very good. If you come to your table and you see that all freely, one they've already had their first kazayis because they already went into the first course. Now you can confidently go and wash your hands and then sit down. And now you can tell you are sort of started. Afterwards. Now, it's going to get a bit sticky if there's other people at other tables. Ideally, it should be.
If I started right before after. Then.
Oh, very good. I was going to mention that.
Go earlier.
Go from someone. Smack on. Because let's say you came from out of town and you're the first one there. You know, you look at the invitation, it says 8:30 and you mean at 8:30 and the only one there is the Basimcha and you. Yes, and you're trying to make conversation. It's you on the Basimcha. It's a bit stiffy. So anyway, you come there and you decide that, you know, you're quite hungry. You're going to wash and no one else is washing with you. That's also okay, because then you haven't got Haskhala B'yachad, even if you overlap their Haskhala, it's fine. If you didn't start together, plus you're not finishing together, because you plan to leave and bench.
You're never finishing together.
By the time, in the middle of the main course, let's say you get the main course, right, so it's the whole saga of the chicken and schnitzel, the biggest dilemma of the day is the chicken and schnitzel, right, so it's one of the big shilas. So you finally choose to get your schnitzel, and you do a very, very quick schnitzel one, and you start benching straight away. So you're clearly starting to bench before everyone's seal, everyone's finishing. So if a person sees to it that his beginning part of the meal and the end part of the meal is not the same time, then without coming onto any Torahs, is clearly safe from... From the Shulchan, from the Shabbat, there's no chivzim. You got plan chivzim.
What about we take together?
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get. Right. So there's no chiv. Rashaim, a person is allowed to. There's no.
You can make a zimun,
but there's no chiv. You don't need to. If it's shtiffy, it's not in the middle of a drosha. Whatever. You just want. You know, someone starts the drosha and you can see he's got to
shake.
You know what? Let's get straight to it because we're going to miss out all my photos of trouble of mention. Okay. I just want to mention one halacha. Let's just get it very clear, very sharp and short. If a person sees to it that the beginning is not the same, he either starts a bit earlier than everyone or starts a bit after everyone, he has to make sure that it's very clear, and he also finishes before clearly because he's doing that, because he's finishing in the middle of the main course, then that is one clear.
If you know they're going to bench in 3 minutes,
can you wait or are you just doing it? No, Gemar has to be that they've finished eating.
I don't have to wait. I'm not permitted to wait 3 minutes and do it again. I can just run off. If I need to run off, I can run off.
Yeah, there's always a mitzvah to stay, but if a person needs to run off, and provided that he didn't start together, so if a person hasn't got the haschalah or the soif together, he's fine. Okay, that's all very nice. Let's move on to the main thing. Because,
when he comes and he hasn't washed, to the
haschalah,
you can still answer.
Oh, yeah. Sure, if a person doesn't wash, by the way, and he listens to the kainu, there's a mafurshah shochanach what he says, let's say he doesn't need anything, right? Sometimes you pass by someone hearing it, so you say, Okay, what's that? I want to get to my punchline because it's very, very important. If let's say a person comes to he comes to the Suda and he starts together, you don't have to start working it out, the different meals are going to get to your head in. You know, you want to wash it like a normal person. You start working out, the person on the other side of the hall starting, you meet someone else washing, you just want to start with everyone else. And now you have a seemingly absolute obligation to wait till to do the zimun. So Moshe Feinstein came along with an etzah that you can have in mind before you wash. You have in mind, it's enough to have in mind, there's a bit of a deal about it, you have to say it, the pharish was enough to have in mind. The Heinzig goes, okay, you have in mind that I do not wish to belong to this crowd. It's very funny, you're doing the exact opposite, you're washing your hands, you're sitting down, you're schmoozing to the people next to you, you're sharing with them, you're schmoozing, and yet you have the ability in your mind to make as if you do not, you're not mitztarev together with everyone else. It's right from this. Shulchan Aruch speaks about a case where people eating in a base akum. when a person is eating Mabes Akum, there's a bit of a deal in it. Ramos says he potter, the Bavron Prince says Mamata Moshe Yechayev, and the Prima Golem says, you know, I've got Eitzah for this, have in mind you're not to be Mitzdav. In certain cases, you find that you have the ability to sort of detach and sign out from being in being joined together with everyone else. So Ramosha Feinstein points his finger to this Ramor, where the Ramor says, Mabes Akum, Minik Shleide Zaman. Mavravom says, you do Zimun. Primigon said, because Machlok is better to have in mind that you're not really part of it. So you see that it's Kavona, you got the ability to have the Kavona, that your Kavona should decide that you're not part of this Oilam eating. Very, very interesting, although your mom is eating. And the Moshe is so machanik when Meshaz al Chak, when a person comes to Soch Mitzvah, so when it says Shtigla Shaz al Chak, a lot of people, it's extremely important for them to be in bed. There's a lot to be said about this whole Moshe, but we're leaving it all out. But just so you can imagine why people should want to be keep into the system for the next Shachris. Rav Duma used to say, his sitter whenever he went to Chasna was Shachris the next morning, it was on the forefront of his mind. Or there's a lot to be said in it, but whatever there is, Rav Dov Steinberg from Gates always used to make sure 10:30, always used to make benching, the Zimmer needs to go. So there's a lot of Torahs and Maisers about this. If a person feels they need to go, Rav Moshe was okay with that. I'm a fact from Rav Moshe, and they say that's not Mamasha right from the case of Ramo. Ramo's talking about Chotchik, the setup looks as if it's a bit right, looks as if you're not the star, if it doesn't look Heimish when you go to the base outcome, so then your Kavona can help. Oh, but if it looks Heimish, you're invited to the Chasana and you're part of it, who said Kavona helps there? So I'm a fact that Rav Moshe is not so keen about the riots, but you should know many Achronim or Sosim like Rav Igrib Samosha, Rav Yashav, and the Chazanish, they were all happy with this Ramosha, and they said a person can use it where need be. So it's a very chashuv idea. If you want to start a chasna, you want to start a bar mitzvah, and you know you're not going to make it till the end, you know that someone has been invited, and you know the last time you spoke for the chasna, you went on for half an hour, it's going to be a long one tonight. You can just have in mind beforehand that you're not going to be mistarif with them. Very interesting. What happens if you change your mind? You enjoy it so much, you know, you thought you're not going to enjoy it. Then you got sitting next to someone, you told you all the shtiklach that you can do with this, all the shtiklach that you were so entertained that the next thing you knew was benching. And not only that, they offer you benching. So now, Zot Rav Eliashev, you can't be mazaman. Because you were the one in the beginning of the meal that decided that I do not want to partake and be a bit starved with everyone. I want to sign out of the Chiyuv Zimun Mikora. Zot Rav Eliashev, you can't now go ahead and change your mind, wow, even if you eat pass afterwards. Because your kavana dictated to you that you're not part of it, and now who are you to do Zimun? The whole reason why you're allowed to leave early is because you made yourself not part of it, and now you're going to be the mazaman. So Rav Yashin, be mazakir to someone else. You can't take the honors.
I can't do that. I can't at the beginning. So maybe not.
Yeah, make tonight. I don't know. He didn't discuss this bit. The maestro, he's not so keen about it. Make tonight. I mean, you're going to stand there. There's a queue behind you, and you pick up a leg of us, and you make tonight. That you don't want to be mistaken.
I'm not sure. Maybe you are. Maybe I have to go early. I don't know.
I think the person behind is going to give you a nudge.
It's no worse than someone who comes along. It's no worse than that person.
Yeah.
He can join in because it's coming in from outside.
And you just said it's about Steph. You just said as well. It's about Steph Kavana. I mean, I happened to have done it. I have washed early. I didn't have any kavana or anything else, but I can still bench early.
But Rav Eliashev's point was, if your kavana is so strong to dictate to you that you're not part of the Olam, that means that you can't now go ahead and what's the nusuch, have the cake and eat it, yeah? Is to start, yeah, saying your potter and then go ahead and then make zimun if you ended up staying.
I'm asking, the guy washed early and he sat down.
Yeah.
He's allowed to go early.
If you wash early.
He washed early.
Oh, no,
and now he's sitting there, he can go early.
No. You're talking about if you wash earlier. If you're talking about what we spoke about before.
Yeah.
No. Then you don't need to come into any of these toads. Leaving that aside.
Then I can stay late. Don't be mazam.
Yeah. Because that's a separate law for Rashoim. He's allowed to. That, you do find such a thing that Rashoim was not a chiyuv. Our case is talking about where your kavana clearly made you out of it, and now Rav Eliashev said, don't go ahead and take the zimun. But I want to mention something else. And this is something you'll find that some people they have kavana that I'm not being mistaken with everyone else because I want to bench myself. But you'll see that they'll ask the neighbor on the right and ask the neighbor on the left, you know, Pima Zaman, do you mind if you join with me? Answer, not in a kelu, but answer me, make it quiet. And you'll see people will do that, and it's very, very, Nofot, you'll see it's very common. And Rebbe Falk wrote a very interesting tshuva in the Kol HaTorah. In Sadi Bey, it's a very interesting, very, very interesting point. He wrote to Rabbi Yankel Rabbi Yaakov Erentro from Gitzel. He wrote a very nice tshuva to explain to him why, in his opinion, it was seemingly being correct to ask the neighbor from your right and your left to join you in the Yuzimabai. Because by them answering you during the end of soup course or the beginning of the main course, they are going to now patter themselves with their obligation of Zimun. And later on, when they answer with everyone else Elikeinu, they will not be answering Elikeinu in a way of a Chiyuv, because they've already been Yotzeh Lechiyuv early on with you. So then you've stopped them from being Yotzeh Lechiyuv and scrapping their Chiyuv of Elikeinu. They have a Chiyuv to answer Elikeinu because they started with everyone else. You've disturbed their chiyuv and stopped them from answering Elikeinu, but even Amachuyuv. I later they're going to say Elikeinu, but that will be just a rishus. Their obligation was to answer Elikeinu, right? Because when it came to the fish course, they were eating with 10 other people, so they had an obligation to answer Elikeinu. What did you do? You took them out of the ring, and you asked them, can you join Zimun with me? Do you mind joining? Yeah, say that. But they had an obligation to answer Elikeinu at the end of the meal. You took them out of the chiyuv, and to ask them to join in, to join into you, Zot Rebbe Falk. Who said you've got the? Who said you're allowed to? Who said it's correct to ask them to join in your not Elikeinu, in order for you to get the zimun and disturb their chiyuv of Elikeinu? I'm going to say Elikeinu later, but that won't be together the chiyuv. That will be after the chiyuv. Their chiyuv, but the other the yotzei not Elikeinu.
The same thing.
You're helping him to the zimun.
It's a very interesting.
They're saying it.
Let me just throw it out there already that Rav Eliashiv is clearly choylik. Rav Chaznish is clearly choylik. They held that even though they're answering and being yotze lechiyuv without Elikeinu, but the fact that later on they're saying Elikeinu is also Elikeinu. So you should know Rav Chaim Kineski was a big masmid in yeshiva. Not only in yeshiva, but after yeshiva, that's what made him. But in yeshiva, he was a great masmid, and he asked the Chaznish. He said, "Sha'alti the Chaznish. I was sitting in the yeshiva." And I didn't want to wait for everyone to finish, I wanted to go straight to Seder. So what should I do? Zot the Chaznish, Ruchem told him, Chaznish told me that you can have this kavona that you're not going to be mechavan, you're going to be mechavan not to join them. However, the Chaznish said, I will still make a private zimun with you and your neighbours, with two neighbours.
They haven't lost that.
And he didn't have a problem with the fact that they're later, that they're being yotzeh the chiyuv without saying any kiddush. Very interesting.
They don't need to eat any more food.
Sorry?
They don't need to eat any food.
No. Even without eating any food, they're answering now without Elikeinu, then later Elikeinu. And again, Rebbe Falk's picking up on the Ha'ora, a very interesting Ha'ora, again, that's his opinion, that he says that you're stopping them from being Yotzeh Lechiyuv Ba'ofen Elikeinu, and the fact that they say Elikeinu later is not Beged Lechiyuv, so that should be, that's incorrect. And Maisa, you'll find a lot of people will go ahead and do it based on Rebbe Yashav. Is quoted to have said that, the Chaznish is quoted to have said that, so that would be okay. Just one final thing is that regarding the microphone is another saga altogether, because we know that when a person eats together with other people, he's got a chiyuv to hear the mezamen. And when a person has got a chiyuv to hear the mezamen, whenever you have a chiyuv to hear someone else say something to you, there's a bit of a deal about using a microphone, which we all know by Kriyas Megillah, all these shailas that everyone tries to avoid, because all the places will say, when you have to hear a chiyuv from someone else, you shouldn't be using a microphone. That's the famous shulam Shlom Salmei Bach wrote. Many shulam Chazal was full of it. And they say when it comes to something which you've got a chiyuv for you to hear the mezamen, that is best to hear without a microphone. And even if there's 10 people without the microphone, it still won't help you sitting in the corner. That's why you'll find a lot of sumchas, they try and get someone, Mishabura says very, very clearly, you should try and get someone with a loud voice. Because it's very important that even without the mic, you can give a mic if you want, but it has to be that literally the mic, you'll be able to hear it. It's a very important choshev idea that a zimun is a chiyuv on every single person to hear it. It's not like sheva brachas, where as long as you got 10 people, really sheva brachas, as long as you got 10 people near you, it doesn't matter if he's not mechuyuv to hear your brachas.
But
he's not mechuyuv to hear the brachas. So it's a very big difference between sheva brachas and zimun. It's a very, very massive marked difference between the two. By zimun is an obligation for every person to hear the mezamun, to say those few words. Yeah. Whereas when it comes to sheva brachas, there's no obligation for each and every person to say it. There's an obligation for the chazan kala to arrange 10 people to hear that bracha. The fact that you are sitting in the corner and don't hear it, that's fine. Memela, if you hear it on the microphone, you can answer me. However, when it comes to zimun, it's a very gross akpada to make sure to, that's where you'll see a lot of people, they'll go close to rap by zimun, just to hear the zimun.
Yeah.